All right, we're back on Iron Country this morning, and it is the Big Red in the Morning Show, and we've been playing a song here at Iron Country called Time Changes, and I know a lot of people have been requesting it on the Shannon Aaron's American Family Insurance text line, and we want to welcome in the young lady who is actually the one who performs that to the Big Red in the Morning Show. We want to welcome Stephanie Anash into the show. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great having you, and fans of Iron Country have really grabbed a hold of this song. Tell us a little bit about where Time Changes come from.
Yeah, so a little bit about me. My family and I are dairy farmers. We've been dairy farming for over 100 years. I'm a fourth generation farmer, and I, the past 2 years, I've been riding a lot, trying to find my sound, and I work on the dairy farm. I raise our calf and heifer management program. And last year, I was reading an article about California dairies and farmers in general getting not paid for their land because of the bullet train coming in. And, I'm from the Central Valley now, living in Tennessee, dairy farming here. But it just broke my heart because I hear so many stories of farmers having to dump milk or having to sell their land or investors coming in and buying so much land they can't expand. And so I wrote that song, after reading that article, because I felt like we needed something to be a voice for us and hope and having a little bit of, advocacy of where we are and how much we are struggling. And so that's how Time Changes came about.
Well, I know. I think that's one of the major reasons that it struck a chord here in southern Wisconsin with so many dairy farms around here throughout the state line area. And you're right. A lot of farmers dumping milk and a lot of people losing their I was just reading a story the other day about a farm. I think they were third generation and they had to sell the farm and the kids their whole life. That's all they ever wanted to do was be on that farm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The song is based off of is, people don't understand that agriculture provides, and it's not corporations. It's not, the markets. It's not people that try to control it. It's families. And so I Wisconsin has always been right behind California in dairy production. So I can understand how it's hit hard for them. And, a lot of people across the United States that I've met along the way, they are like, you hit the nail on the song, and it wasn't even, I wrote the song and I was like, oh man, I can't believe I wrote those lyrics and how strong they were. And I hope even people that aren't in the agriculture community can understand and get behind their local farmers, because honestly, we need the community to rally around agriculture.
Well, and I guess my question, I grew up out in the country. My family owned a farm implement dealership for 75 years. And me just hearing that song got the lump in my throat. Is it hard for you to perform that song?
This song is my hardest song to perform. I mean, not only emotionally, but, lyrically, the notes go up and down so much. It's supposed to be a very strong song. And so for me, I mean, listening to the song over and over again, I always think about growing up in California, having to move, being here in Tennessee, trying to survive. And so it's always beautiful when I get to perform it either way, because I get to tell the story, not only just get to sing it.
Also, tell us, I was looking into this a little bit earlier today before we got you on the phone, and tell us a little bit about the series, The Life of a Farmer.
Well, this has been a, an episode, a series that I've been wanting to start for a while. And I finally did it, started in August this year. It's about the truth of farming. So what people perceive as a factory farm or just where they get milk and cottage cheese and everything else, people produce lettuce, tomatoes. This is taking it one step further of actually getting to know the people that raise food and getting out the truth of what agriculture is and how people, they put their whole life into it. Agriculture is not mainly for income. It's not a, rich job. It's not a, a clean job. It's a 24/7, 365 days a year job. And so me getting to go to these farms and really dive into the truth and why they became a farmer and what they love about it and the struggles that they're facing is the whole point I started the series, and we're going to end on a couple of farms in Kentucky, and then we'll start season two next year. But it's been a blessing to be able to travel and do these for people.
Exactly. And you're right. A lot of people don't realize that farming is 365. You don't get to really take vacations when you're a farmer. I guess my question to you and some of the listeners have asked me since they've heard Time Changes, we got an album coming out, or is this just a single release? What's the plan?
Honestly, I want to see where the song goes for the next 2 or 3 months. You know, I am planning on releasing another song probably around the end of February. I want to keep, you know, going about how I grew up and see how people take to the next maybe 2 songs and then maybe an EP at the end of next year. But I definitely have a couple songs that, you know, relate to me growing up. One's about my grandpa. Another one's kind of not really agriculture, but it's, you know, about my friend that grew up and her dad's been an alcoholic her whole life. And I wrote a song portraying that because so many families struggle with that. And so you're going to hear a lot of songs from me. Not always going to be agriculture, but I can promise you it's always going to be from my heart. And I want to really write my songs, sing my songs, and it means something more to me.
All right. Well, you know, with the pandemic, not a lot of live music out there, but I know a lot of our Iron Country family like to make that trip down to Tennessee. Do you play out much? Do you play anywhere around Tennessee where if somebody was down there, they could catch you?
Yeah. So Nashville, I mean, some people have heard it's tricky right now. We're not able to really sing out very much. You know, I sing at Tin Roof, Austin Mumbrium, sometimes Live Oak. And I don't do, like, huge shows, the four-hour ones, but I do a lot of songwriter rounds.
Nice.
So I'm out there a lot, but, like, right now, you know, I'm taking time to record new music. We just opened a family creamery in Middle Tennessee in Chapel Hill, Tennessee, and so I've been working at the creamery sometimes. And, again, I run our heifer management program here, so I am still on the farm during the day and I sing at night.
Outstanding. Well, Stephanie, if people want to find out more about your music and get your music, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, I'm streaming pretty much on every platform. You can go to stephanienashmusic.com to see more. You can also follow me on Stephanie Nash Music Instagram, and also subscribe to YouTube. That's where you're going to see the Life of a Farmer series. I'm going to release more. I just released yesterday. A new one from my friends in Montana, Jenny and Turk Stovall. So you guys can go watch those and be inspired. And I hope if you're listening in Wisconsin, I have been talking to farmers out there about getting up there because I would love to see your culture in Wisconsin and your agriculture background. So if you ever want to reach out to me and get a time, I am willing to travel and get your story as a farmer.
Outstanding. Well, Stephanie, we appreciate you coming on Iron Country with us this morning. And since we've been talking about it, let's play Time Changes. Here is Stephanie Nash right here on Iron Country. Thank you very much. That worked out well.